I am standing here with Dan Hughes, Vice Chairman, U.S. Wheat Associates. Tell us a little bit about your organization and your role with them.
U.S. Wheat Associates is a group of 19 states that has wheat checkoffs. These are funds generated by the producers in each state to help market promotion. We take those funds and we leverage those funds with USDA funds. We get grants from the Market Access Program, MAP, and the Foreign Market Development Program, the MAP. And that's how each dollar that the producer puts in, we get a grant for between $2 and $3 from USDA. And that's how we fund our overseas offices. We have 15 offices around the world, you know, from Korea to Africa, South Africa, South America, Mexico. From those places, we service the buyers of U.S. wheat. Since about half of the wheat we produce in this country is exported, we need to make sure that the buyers of that wheat have the knowledge that they need to make sure that those products, the wheat we produce, will fit their needs, be it a noodle in the Pacific Rim in Korea, you know, a flatbread in Africa, or a tortilla in Mexico.
Well, I know that it's a hot topic across the ag industry as a whole, but how is the Farm Bill, whether we have it or we don't have it, how is it affecting you guys and your producers?
Well, the lack of a Farm Bill is a great concern to us right at the moment. As I mentioned earlier, we rely heavily on the MAP and FMD funding from USDA, and currently without a Farm Bill, those programs have expired, so by the end of January, we will have to begin closing our offices overseas. And that is really unacceptable, because we are not the only wheat supplier in the world. You know, the Canadians and the Argentinians and the Australians have crops that they like to market around the world, and they have organizations like ours that are out promoting their crop. If we lose that opportunity of having our staff there helping our buyers, continuing the relationships that we've spent years building, it will affect the price of wheat for the farmer in the United States.
What are you guys doing to educate the country the importance of the Farm Bill?
You know, we're just trying to get the word out, and urging everyone to call their congressmen and their senators, or email them and tell them, now that the election's over, it's time to go back to D.C. and get some work done.
As a listener, what can we do from home to help spread the word?
Just talk to your neighbors, and, the Farm Bill does affect everyone. There's no question about it. Of course, a big portion of the Farm Bill is the food stamps, the aid type thing, and that's very important that we make sure that the people in this country that need it, have access to quality food. But also for the farmers, there's a lot of uncertainty, not moving forward with a Farm Bill, not only the foreign market promotion that we do, but also the crop insurance that we rely on. With the extremes in weather that we've seen recently, crop insurance is extremely important. If we don't have the food in this country, you think food prices are high now, you don't want to go there.
Well, thank you, Dan. I appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us. Again, talking with Dan Hughes, who is with the U.S. Wheat Associates. I am Jamie Johansson.